The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the quarantine wasteland, live from recent past, and with absolutely no guests this week but the memories of music from yesteryear. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, Reverend Rory Dowd. I've got my good host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, on my computer screen, along with Chewy and Ian and Rick. This is going to be great.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Just us talking.
What's up, Rory?
There's no fucking guest, you guys.
It's been a long time since we had a guestless show, but why not?
Yeah.
You know, there's just some last
minute
bullshit. I like
the old archive shows.
Yep.
So we just thought we'd tell
us something. Back to our roots of Reno music.
And the current situation as well.
Indeed.
How is everybody holding up? Everybody is alive and well?
Yeah.
Well as it can be. Right up in the house.
Nothing's really changed at my house in weeks.
So, like, you're just settled into the domestic routine?
Yeah, you know, we're homeschooling, and then on the weekends we play games and watch movies, and it's really just about the same thing, just about every single day.
Are you guys doing any gardening, getting outside in the yard kind of thing?
Oh, we're about to. Today, I noticed we got a big fruit tree in the backyard. And
oh, that's always a problem. And
the whole thing is humming with honeybees. The ground is starting to look pretty inviting to start tearing into and plant some stuff. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that very soon. It's a good time to catch up around the house with the new stuff. I'm going to build a robin's nest box and build a brick barbecue table. And, you know,
have you been barbecuing, or have you just been eating like box food? Microwave.
No, we've
shit.
Been barbecuing a lot at my house, and also tons of food. I mean, box food, everything. Eating all the time, drinking all the time. How about you? You been barbecuing?
Rick?
I have been barbecuing my ass off, and we've been eating a ton of meat and lots of vegetables, and then just pastries and bread. I made scones today, which I've never done before. And the first round of scones that I tried to make from like Bisquick, totally fucking blew. I mean, they sucked. They were terrible. I ate them anyway, but they were terrible. And then I made a batch today with a different recipe, and they were fucking scones. They were the real deal.
Really?
With the sugar on the top and the whole, it was like I was at a coffee shop. I had no idea that I could make
scones. That
rad. And and what else? Yesterday I went for fucking the longest bike ride I've ever done up Keystone Canyon.
I want to ask you to save that thought here for a second, Rick.
Okay.
Because for our listening audience, I thought I'd set up the show and what we're going to be doing today first.
10-4.
Before we start launching into ranting and raving and stories.
Diatribes about mountain biking.
So we're going to be playing some Reno music. Chewy's brought some music to everybody. To the show. We've all got some picks. I'm going to say, Chewy, since we got to hear you talk about what you've been doing at the homestead with your ladies, you get to throw up your first song here.
Yeah, that's what we should have done. And Chewy, your week was boring.
It was. I agree. I've been playing this game called Sea of Thieves on my new Xbox. It's brilliant, and I've been playing it 5 hours a day.
Right.
So that's what I've really been doing since you asked. I mean, sure, I might build a bird box, but yeah, that's what I've been doing. So anyways, we were talking
all time.
Some behind the scenes stuff before tonight. Like, we've been for an hour now on this Zoom meeting talking about what we're going to do. And the idea came up about music. I happen to have a ton of local music CDs and tapes and all kinds of stuff right here next to me in my home office. And Rick walked me through emailing him some files. So we got a lot of music from that. It was pretty interesting to do. and I'm glad that we have it. And I want to play a song by the Green Mondays, who are a great band. They were around for a couple years, not long enough. Been gone a while. Mike Ranch and a bunch of his buddies. Good, great bar band, and they're kind of funky. And a song I got called Masturbate by the Green Mondays is what I want to play.
Well, so. We didn't. Isn't it instrumental?
No.
Oh, it's got lyrics? Vocals.
You know, yeah. Okay. I think it goes along with the quarantine wasteland. What
and,
else?
And I bet, you know, Mike Ranch is a big conspiracy guy. This probably is about a quarantine wasteland that he wrote 10 years ago.
But I love that. On the future. You didn't know what it was called, and then you had to call him, and he was like, it's called Masturbate.
Yeah. I'd also like to note that it is 4/20 as of this recording date, and it is a Monday.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, that is the greenest of Mondays.
Yes.
Thanks for chiming in, Nick.
And I'm sure many of us in
Reno
the
marijuana band.
Many in the listening audience probably masturbated too. So
let's check it out.
Okay, here's the song.
Evolution, masturbate, sounds like a good solution. tsunami will bomb me, catastrophe will happen to me. Tsunami will bomb me, catastrophe will happen to me. Tsunami will bomb me, catastrophe will happen to me. An avalanche will come and completely smother me. Tsunami will bomb me, catastrophe will happen to me. An avalanche will come and completely smother me. Tsunami will bomb me, catastrophe will happen to me. Avalanche will come and completely smother me. Tsunami will bomb me, catastrophe will happen to me. Avalanche will come and completely smother me.
You know, that's my kind of solution, you know? Things really suck. The world is fucking going to hell in a handbasket, and we should all just jack off.
Sounds like a good solution to me.
Right.
Props to Mike Ranch. I know he said he's going to listen to this episode, so. Great music, Mike.
Well, I'm
going to get that Green Monday's record out. I'm going to listen to it all soon.
I'm glad that we played that first so that now he doesn't have to listen to the rest of the show.
Exactly.
But you know who listens to the rest of the show? Our Patreon subscribers.
Patreon! And we've been having no Patreon show lately, we've just been giving them the whole show early.
Yeah, it's a bummer. And hopefully we get back to doing our live shows with our live Patreon pre-show beforehand.
Well, in each week,
thank y'all.
Each week with each artist, it's like if they have another song to give us, then we're going to be able to give the Patreon a separate show like we did with Sick Kitty Sit. But is that they don't have anything extra for us and we're doing this weird Zoom thing. We're all kind of feeling this out. But we appreciate them, the Patreon people nonetheless. Patreon.com.
Appreciate the hell out of you.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. And paying $5.
You guys fucking rule.
Cheers to you.
Okay, so
happy
now is
420.
Now is it my turn on 420? Oh, everybody's
talking. Oh, yeah, what happened this time
on 420 here? What have you been doing today besides smoking pot?
Are you talking to Nick? He's glitching out.
He is robot.
A long ass bike ride.
Oh, we're back to me. Fuck you guys. So I started telling
Nick
you.
Nick is frozen, I think.
I told you about my leg. Well, it doesn't matter if I'm telling you about my week.
All right. Well,
Except for your
story then.
I would like Nick to be able to chime in. Is Nick seriously frozen? Or is he just...
No, I'm here.
Okay, there he is.
Am I back?
For a minute.
Yeah.
For a minute, you're
back.
It was like, was that hit better than we thought it was?
Nick's, you have a robot Nick's having not moving. A stroke in the middle of a dance floor.
My device is getting high.
Happy 420, everybody. Okay, so yeah, I made scones for 420, and then what else? So yeah, the one on the big, I've gone up Keystone Canyon Trail a bunch of times. I started at McCarran, went all the way to the back, and then headed back up to where the first bench is, and that's only 3 miles, but it's fucking hella uphill. I killed myself, and then some kid who was like maybe like 14 years old with all of his bike gear and his nice bike, and I got my shitty bike, and the other bikers that were out there made fun of my bike. You guys, my bike is 25 years old.
Seriously?
Yeah,
all those people haters up here on Peavine Mountain.
Oh, it's so true. Just a couple
a-holes.
You're
still rocking the old bike from our bike gang, right?
Yes, 25 years old. And Rory, after you moved out of the house, that bike, I was out on a bike ride and the actual frame snapped in two at that where the holds the wheel on. And I came home and I was like, time to get a new bike. And then our neighbor across the street, he was like, hey, I can weld that for you, and welded it back together.
Rad.
Dude, I love them. Joe and Ann were
this was Mr. and Mrs. Walters, who were just to the left of them. But all four of those neighbors across the street were amazing.
Yeah. Great people.
Best fucking people. And so I got this bike that's welded back together. It's got old brakes, it has no shocks. It weighs 100 fucking pounds. It's like it's like it's made of concrete. And I get up to the very top to the second. So I go all the way back to the second bench. I've never been past the first bench. I went all the way to the second bench. Nearly killed me. It's starting to hail a little bit. I'm wearing shorts. It's way colder than I thought it was going to be, but I'm high as fuck.
A metal bike on top of the mountain with lightning.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, taking my life in my own hands. And I get all the way to the top. I'm out of breath. I've taken all these pictures. I'm having this awesome, amazing time. And the guy at the top is sitting on the bench. And he looks up and he goes, wow, Is that thing from a museum?
What a dick. You should have beat his ass, Rick.
I know you can lift that bike above your head, Rick.
Yeah,
just like just throw it at him. Fuck you.
Your mom's from a museum.
Yeah. And then I said, I told them. I wish I would have thought of that. Well, I told him that the story about it breaking, and he says, "Man, has that been welded?" And I said, I told him the story about it breaking and me saying, like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to get a new bike now. And then he welded it, and I'm like, well, I don't have to get a new bike. And he looked at me and he said, "You could still get a new bike." So it was kind of sucked, but
yeah,
I was in too good of a mood.
He's the one that sucks, not you.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Rig, that was a great bike. I rode it on a number of occasions.
It's fucking great bike. Like
that high up P-Vod on a rainy day. It's a great bike.
Oh, and got all the way down safe. Everything's great. And when I take it out across town and riding around town and locking it up and stuff, I never worry about it being stolen because nobody would steal that bike.
Yep. Hey, Rick, some full moon this summer. You want to go out and bike on the Steamboat Ditch Trail?
Dude, right now we got a full moon coming up. Next full moon that comes up, now we can do it. We just have to stay 6 feet apart.
Oh, my bike's not working condition right now.
I have a second bike that's a little shitty, but it works. So we can.
I could be
like,
fuck yeah.
Shittier than welded back together.
Right.
If none of you know about this, some of you probably are aware of the Steamboat Ditch Trail. It's a little maintenance road that goes by a little ditch that gets carved and it was carved out and it goes to a hole in the wall, which leads you around to Verdi. Rick and I, in years past, when we were younger men and quite daring, on the full moons, we would take our bikes out on that trail and just bike as fast as we can through the fairy fantasy moonlit wonderland that the side of the mountain was.
And it's just above the city enough and just outside the city enough that the city light doesn't affect you. And with the full moon, it's just like the whole earth is blue. It's just like this blue ghostly. It's like riding in a dream. It's the weirdest. Yeah. It's really
the road
no lights,
up.
Just riding by moonlight.
Yeah, the road like glows white against like the background.
It's
so
pretty crazy.
Easy to pick up and see.
That's rad.
Yes. West Reno is gorgeous.
Oh, but so yeah, I would love to do that, Rory. And actually, me and Cody did that last year. So I've even done it recently. Kind of. So, and then what else for this week? Tons of plant stuff, tons of yard stuff. Nobody cares about that, right? Hella, I got the wrong rocks and put them in a section of the front yard and then had to pick the wrong rocks out of the section of the front yard. That's hella lame. That's just a story of like how I still make mistakes even though I'm not high. Oh, so you guys, you know, with all these Zoom meetings that we're having, I have a group that meets that's maybe 15, 20 people, and we did a Zoom meeting, and it's kind of an open meeting that different people can come on to, and so it could just be anybody in there, but it's a group
like
of people that...
Meeting?
Yes, a public meeting, and I was in there with this group of people that we were talking, and I am the person who was the host. So I'm the one who's in control. I mute people when they need to be muted. I do all that shit. And I'm looking at the video feed for the meeting, and all of a sudden, somebody that I don't recognize is like, a fire is starting in the background. He's like looking at his computer, and in the background, something is starting to catch on fire. And then it gets worse. And then he realizes it, and he jumps up, and he starts like smacking at it with like a blanket and stuff. But it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Fuck.
And then he's getting And then he's slapping at it. Then he's running to the kitchen. The room on his camera feed is filling up with smoke. And he runs into the kitchen to get water, and he's dumping water, and then he's running back into the kitchen and getting a pot and filling it with water and running back and dumping it on. And I realize as this is happening, because this whole time somebody else is talking. Like, it's just like I'm watching the grid feed, but somebody else is just talking and not everybody sees the grid feed. So yeah, I was watching that happen. And then I realized that there's weird subtitles at the bottom of it and that it's all a hoax, and our meeting is being trolled by some dick who's playing a video.
That's awesome.
On the meeting, I'm listed as Rick S, and I click because I'm the host, so I'm able to just click and I go kill video. And as soon as I kill video, over the other person that is talking, you suddenly hear a man's voice come on and go, "Hey, Rick S, you fucking bitch, let me play my video."
Then, oh my god.
And then I threw him the fuck out. So there you go. Wow. Fun with Zoom, guys.
You had a way better week than me.
Yeah, that's the I think that's a phenomenon they're calling Zoom bombing.
Zoom bombing?
That's the thing that's been happening.
Yeah, I like that kind of behavior.
I'm glad that there's a name for it, because after I was all, dude, after we ended the meeting, I was talking to some of the people that hung on afterwards, and I was like, did you see how we were getting trolled by that dude? And a couple of people had seen it. I didn't know what to call it. Zoom bombing.
I got IT emails about why Zoom is not approved for official office functions a couple of weeks ago because of exactly this kind of thing.
Right. I'm always for creative vandalism myself. So
it was impressive. I did enjoy it. If it wasn't taking away from somebody that was talking, it would have been really fucking great. And hey, I got a few minutes out of this podcast with it. So you guys.
So Rick, what's your song?
My song is by a guy named Jesse Kapagian, who I met briefly, like what? Shit. Fucking 12 years ago. And I didn't get to know the guy super well, but he came over to the when Dogwater Studios was first starting for a long time, years, I didn't charge any money.
Closet?
This is post-closet. This is just a little bit past the closet. But when I was first getting things set up, I had just the shittiest mics, and a friend came over, and I wasn't charging any money at that time. I was just trying to get experience. And a friend came over. I don't even remember who brought this guy over. But somebody brought this guy over and recorded a couple songs. Some of them turned out to be covers, and it was just the kid playing it. And I say kid, but he's older now. He was a kid back then. And and it was a song called Fingernail Moon by Jesse Kapagian. And I don't know where he is today or what happened. I think he moved away. I have no idea. But I fucking loved the song. And so that's what I'm going to play for you guys now. And I still listen to this all the time. It's one of the only things from the early studio that I don't utterly hate the way it sounds and am annoyed by it. So here is Jesse Kapagian with Fingernail Moon.
Pacing all around and now and again, an upward glance, never taking the chance on being a cloud. Even though you see them paint on you potential wings, that doesn't mean that's who you're going to be. I'm gonna make the world into something I can swallow. I'm gonna stand up straight, even though my bones feel caved, but I won't follow you too high. There's a cruel sun in my sky. It's too bright, and it won't let me sleep at night. Always felt sorry for myself, and so sorry that I never wanted any help. Always fighting the current on.
river has left me fighting incessant. Had a silver crescent sliver, fingernail moon, getting closer to seclusion. Never wanting to fly to a braying heat of the fall, more afraid of not flying at all. But I don't choose the ground because it's never been that kind. It's never let me see past the horizon. Well, it just goes on and on over houses and front lawns till it ends up in the sun.
Well, that was a great song.
I fucking love that song so much. I don't know why.
Yeah, you should be proud of that song, and so should he, wherever he's at now.
Yeah, where man. For it being, you know, a shitty recording or whatever, in your opinion, it still sounds great.
Good song. Hey,
Nick, is our connection with you better now?
Yes.
Can you read me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, buddy.
Yeah, it's been glitching out a lot tonight. Not as good as normal.
Well, how's your week been? Let's get this in while we got some time.
My week's been good, man. You know, I still work. I'm not 100%, not 50%, about 65% hours right now.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm used to making, you know, going to the grocery store once every blue moon. And we made a puzzle this weekend, a bunch of lunch boxes puzzle. And
that's awesome.
Watching the Marvel movies in chronological order, where like this event happened first.
Rad.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do. That's worthwhile.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. The weekend flew by. And we had a picnic.
You're probably the one out of all of us who's doing the most driving. How about them gas prices, eh?
Yeah, that's the worst thing. We're wasting all these good gas prices on not being able to drive.
A friend of mine in Indiana, she filled up her car for like $6.
Oof. Oh man.
What's it down to here?
23 cents a gallon.
Last time I got
gas was April.
What
friend was, April.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
She deserves $6 a tank gas.
Everybody in Indiana does. They deserve anything they can get.
You guys are going out and I hope this works. You'll go like you'll be saying something and it'll be it's hard to follow, but you know, I had a nice picnic with my wife. We took the dogs somewhere, you know, away from people ish as you can do downtown, you know.
Yeah,
had a nice picnic out in the nature.
Sweet.
Just gotta get outside sometimes and breathe the good air. How about you guys, anybody getting out there? Or am I supposed to pick a song now, right?
Yeah, you're talking about your song.
And then it'll be Ian's turn.
It's 4:20. We can't remember stuff, Rory. So, Nick, you want to say something about your song?
When you come back? Nick, are you there?
He's waving his head. He can't hear us. I can see his video.
Well,
Nick, you want me to introduce your song for you?
Yes, please. Chewbacca, tell them all about my song choice. That would be great.
Well, you're back right now if you want to talk about it.
Just one of my favorite all-time favorite Reno bands, I Love the Gunshot Liquor. This one's about downtown Reno by the Circus.
Yep. Well, the first line in this, she's talking about the Monte Carlo Hotel across from Circus Circus, which is boarded up and will be torn down very soon. Another piece of Reno history gone. So, "The World's Largest Freestanding Clown" is the name of the song. Gunshot Liquor, great song.
Is that a true story?
Oh, no, because Joe the Clown is still standing there on that corner.
Right. But I thought, like, maybe, like, did it, like, fall down, or was she just on acid?
Maybe somebody's dick really fell on a City Fair bus.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I know. Yeah. Stacy knows a guy named Jack.
Yeah. I think that might be one of the most Reno song of all time. Love that song.
One of them. One of them for sure. Right on.
Fuck yeah. Well, whose week is up next?
Ian, what have you been up to, my friend? How's 420 for you?
Well, it's my first sober 420.
Congratulations.
And like 10-ish years, if not longer. So like it's been a real day of like reflection and like realizing like where I've been, where I'm going, and like it's been really nice.
How long have you been off the ganj now?
8 months, 14 days ish. So yeah, it's really, I've got a little tracker thing and I checked it earlier today, but,
yeah. Hey, congrats, man. That's no,
yeah. Thank you. Should definitely be proud of yourself when you make a decision to try to help yourself like that. And you do it. It's good.
I'm starting to feel like the only degenerate left on the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, man, like I just like, I wish I could be able to, could use it responsibly, but I can't. I literally just
no. Yeah.
All the time. Well, and it's like, cause it did a lot of good for me. Like a lot of my pain and stuff wasn't a big factor then. And now I realize just how much pain my body's in, but like, I can't use it responsibly and I know myself. So like, I just took me a long time to realize that like, I don't have that willpower. But like more power to everybody else who can, like, you know, that's just not me. But as far as my week goes, it's just been a lot of school. Found out some cool stuff about school. Like one of my professors for the final is making it optional and giving, you can choose your, to just take your midterm grade and double it. And I got 100% on that midterm. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just 100%. Not going to take. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not taking that final.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
The most like exciting thing that happened this week was, my friends were walking by the house and I got to stand outside and talk with them for like 45 minutes. That was really rad. I'm finally a player in a D&D game instead of being the DM for the first time in 3 years.
That's so, probably really fun, huh?
Yeah. Just to like show up and not have to coordinate anything. It's not really great.
Not have to be God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if it was like a guest on a podcast sometime, that'd be cool.
Yeah, right. But yeah, the music that I chose to play this week is actually a band of mine from about 6-ish years ago. We were called Sage's Fire. We played, you know, around town a bit. I thought it was some like super promising, something that had some real like different sound to it, and it just, you know, things fall apart the way bands do, but never really we recorded stuff. Well, I say recorded, we put a iPhone instead of a cardboard box inside of the tiny, tiny little room that we used to rehearse in. It was like essentially like a closet, and then we recorded, and it actually came out surprisingly good for being an iPhone 4 in a cardboard box.
So now this is like how many instruments and drums and vocals?
Yeah, so there's two guitars, a banjitar, drums, and vocals.
And so when you guys each sang, you just got close to the box, right?
Yeah, whoever was playing like the solo part, we just move a little closer to the box. And then, you know, when you needed to quiet up, you just move the fuck away from the box.
Okay, now you guys, it's early.
Like very old school bluegrass styles.
Just like early acoustic recording.
Oh, over here at Dogwater Studios, what do we say state of the art for?
We can't say it anymore. But state of the art used to be for something.
Sticker, you know.
there was another tagline that said, "Do the best you can with what you've got where you are."
There you go.
That's what you were doing,
and that's right. Yeah, that's very much. And then Rick and I were just kind of messing around before a show a couple months ago now. And I showed him those recordings and we quote unquote remastered it. We just kind of EQ'd it and threw a reverb on it. And it actually sounds like surprisingly good for being a mono recording.
Well, let's hear this baby.
Fuck yeah. Oh, what's it called?
It's called Mandavi Divine. It's by Sage's Fire.
Dude, is it fucking recording right now?
Yes.
All right, recording. Mandavi my ass right now before I do it.
Divine. Oh,
That was the best 420 jam song ever.
Wow. Yeah.
I love the way the kick sounds awesome, on that.
Dude. Thank you.
But you can't what get was that kick. I love the way the
it's
kick
awesome
sounds
we're getting
on
to play these songs for everybody.
Yeah. And one of the really cool things with that band is that we were always kind of constantly changing instruments. Like certain tracks, I'd be playing acoustic. Other tracks, I was playing the band guitar. Other tracks, I'd be playing upright. So we were kind of like constantly moving in and out, switching instruments on stage and stuff. So that one I was playing like the acoustic guitar for. So really loved that band. Too bad it didn't really go anywhere. And that was Matt Bad from
Matt Bad was on the show recently.
Oh, we know Matt Bad.
Yeah,
that he was our drummer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
So those tasty grooves, they're all Matt Bad.
Cool. Well, who does that leave?
Well, I was gone last week, so I've got like 2 weeks of During the last 2 weeks, I've been doing four things. I have been working on cocktails. I've been making a different cocktail every day.
Rad.
I have been playing bass 5 out of 7 days a week, like anywhere from 5 to 50 minutes,
fuck,
depending on the day, and my free time, and what time I'm doing it at, and who's awake in the house. I've been hanging out with the family, getting a lot of good quality time in. Riku really loves all of the quality time with mom and dad. It's fantastic.
Really? Doesn't
every teenager?
No, this is a lie. She actually desperately would like to have a Zoom meeting with you sometime, Uncle Rick. She misses you.
I miss her too.
Aww.
But
I wish we could go to church together so that she could not listen to church and just talk to me the whole time.
Oh, so every Sunday for church, I've looked up the liturgical calendar, and she reads the readings and the passages in the gospel every week. And then if she has any questions, I talk to her about it. Because even though I don't believe I know all that shit, I studied it for 20 damn years.
I feel that.
Well, that's fucking wrong. And you could also,
I mean, so Riku's still getting her Sunday on, you know, and moments of reflection. She's doing a lot of meditating and running and exercising. We've actually got her doing that, which has been pretty cool. The baby is, you know, up 2 and a handful, and Diana is still not made for raising kids. She really misses her kitchen. But there's been a lot of good food in the house.
That's an upside. Oh, every cloud a silver lining.
But no, the last thing that we've been doing that's taken up all my time has been home improvement. We have painted the kitchen, living room, dining room. I have also replaced 80% of the trim baseboards in my house myself by hand with a shop saw. And cutting all the angles and making it pretty and making returns and using a coping saw and getting sweaty and like, yeah. And then, I like fixed a bunch of hoses. I cut them to different lengths for different purposes. And like I stopped this leaky thing and I figured out what a vacuum like breaker is for hoses and shit. And yeah, I'm like taking care of the Dowd household in general handyman style. So,
fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Things have been happening here. I can't wait to have you guys over to see the furnished front yard and the inside.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Next time we can have a barbecue to bring it back around full circle. And we can have barbecuing because I have my barbecue grill. It's actually within 5 feet of my back garage door. Which is like kind of has an overhang on it. So even if it's snowing or raining or hailing, I can still motherfucking barbecue whenever I want.
Yeah.
Like when Rick and I lived together, we barbecued all the time, but the barbecue pit was like freaking 20 feet from the door and it would be like storming out there and a real pain in the ass. No, this, I can stand underneath an overhang, not get wet and check on my food. It's great.
Fuck yeah. That's the life right there.
So, but other than that, I have still been working from home, doing the government job, getting people benefits. And there's a lot of work out there. I'm glad we're out there helping and getting people by. When the unemployment benefits aren't coming through, sometimes your SNAP benefits are, and everybody gets medical care if they qualify. So
that's good.
Well, and we,
I don't make promises for anybody or anything. Everybody's case is different, but we're doing some good work over there, getting a lot of people help.
I had a friend who was trying over and over again to apply for partial unemployment, and it wasn't going through, and it wasn't going through, and the website just kept freezing up. And then this last Saturday, it was down on the news that it was down for them to fix it a little bit. And they
every weekend
some stuff.
They're trying to do that.
Oh, and so, and then right, and I told him, I'm like, hey, the Saturday it went down, and they said they fixed some of it. On Sunday, he got on and was able to do all the stuff, and is now waiting to see if he gets it. So it is getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, some things are starting to catch up. I mean, you know, the government systems are outdated DOS programs that haven't been updated since 1984. So, like, go figure.
Yeah. Yeah, but you never think you need them. I think that we know.
But, like, everything's starting to pull through. There is movement like molasses. But I would have to say, and this is all leading into my pick, my song. I think for all of us, we have been living through a bit of a white knuckle ride for the last month. And if you ever ask me what my favorite band in Reno is, I will always tell you without any hesitation, the Atomics. So without any further ado, white knuckle ride.
Passengers are drunk and the driver is high. So call it Highway 70 and call it suicide. And I hope that you're ready for a white knuckle ride. It's 100 miles long, it's no more than 10 feet wide. That road down to hell, it's got more curves than a cat fight. Ride. I got my foot down on the floor, I got my stick in overdrive. But my heart, it is empty, and my throat now, it is dry. Let's find a bottle of whiskey, make love to her all night. Cause the only way back is that white knuckle ride.
Horsemen of the Reno apocalypse and post-apocalyptic wasteland.
I miss live shows.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, shows are fun.
One of these days, and we'll just have to have like a giant festival when they give us the all clear and just have every fucking local band play. Like,
Oh, fuck that. Yeah. I'm not coming near anybody for like the next 2.5 years. I'm going to I'm going to get one of those old dark age style.
The Crow style. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool. We get to live in a time now where we have all this old stuff to go back and re-listen to. So big deal.
Hey, Bobby, do you want to say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bobby, can you say hi?
No.
Bobby's internet fright. He sees all the screens and he just wants to stare at the dog.
Well, so Chewy, are we going to hear a Dirty Steve song when we close up?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's just do one song.
Do you want to set it up?
Well, Dirty Steve was these kids were in high school when this music was recorded, and they were just about the dirtiest punk rock people you could imagine in Sparks in the early 90s. And they went on to do great stuff. One guy's like a professor at Harvard, and the other guy is, you know, he's went on to do the Gunner's Daughter. Tyson Vlahovic has done some great music, a real talented guy.
Oh, yeah, Tyson.
But this is them at their most raw, and these lyrics are pretty offensive, but we'll just go ahead and roll with it and just let you know what Reno was like. Actually, Sparks was like in the dirty 90s. Dirty Steve was great. They didn't last very long either, but they went on to form some other great bands, played a lot of great music, and were good people. So the last song that I want to play is a song called Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by Dirty Steve.
I think we'll close out the show with that. And, you know, I'm going to tell you all out there to keep your noses clean and stay safe. And we love you here at the podcast.
Birthday, Kim.
All of us as a family.
Yeah, we miss you, Kim, so much. Birthday, we'll see you next week, I hope. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kim.
Sparkling for Kim's birthday.
Burn one down for Kim. So.
I would, but I'm holding a baby.
Yeah, no, that's a good choice.
Dude, the cloud of smoke that came out of Nick's mouth. I think I'm going to get contact tied through the Zoom.
That's amazing.
Shit.
I can almost smell it from here.
I'm leaving this.
These are kind of my favorite kind of show. Doing it from home.
It's not that bad. I think that once everything's pretty back to normal and we're all doing what we normally would do, we're going to look back on these days fondly. These have been good family times and good times to just do stuff we don't normally have time to do.
Oh, absolutely. I made a joke about Riku hating, you know, all this family time, but this is an opportunity you rarely have with
something
your
we
kids.
Don't get
at little age, at middle age, at old age, at all, you know, to be close to the people you love the most.
Yeah, it's special. We all get to do fun stuff like this. Who thought we'd be doing this together?
The podcast must go on or the terrorists win.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. You're mine.
And just for the fuck of it, here's two more great Dirty Steve songs. Enjoy. Don't listen too hard.
Thank you. Now, how could anything possibly happen to these boys?
Dark Water Studio.
He still seems to be in one piece.
This one put me down.